weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
I feel really old in this room right now because I'm surrounded with really young and, by the looks of them, really talented and tired actors that have just finished the dress rehearsal of Mojo, the play that's going on this week at the ADC. The dress rehearsal is still going on. There are some scenes to be rehearsed still for the opening night tonight. So I'm here with Sophie, Harry, Will, Christian, Sabian and Dan, part of the cast of Mojo, the play that opens today. Cast and crew, maybe I'll find out in a minute. So can any of you tell me, why are you doing Mojo? What was the idea of making this play?
Okay, so Emma, who isn't here, it was Emma and I's idea to put on Mojo after seeing it on kind of separate occasions in 2013 at the Harold Pinter Theatre. So we saw there and we're kind of on separate occasions blown away by the show, the writing, the production, everything, the actors and everything about it. So, and it's never been done at Cambridge before, so we decided kind of earlier this year to go ahead with it and pitch it and, you know, try and do it on. Yes, and that's the main kind of reason for doing it and the idea for doing it.
So what was it that captured your attention when you saw it? What did you think?
Yeah, I remember being blown away by the music, how visceral it was, the costumes, the era, just its impact. I just left feeling incredible and just feeling in awe of everyone who was on stage and everything that was kind of in that production.
Nice. So I assume it's a big challenge to put it on stage now yourself, isn't it? So Emma just joined us and
Ben. Hello.
And Ben. They were just finishing a scene. They've just finished and they've just joined us. So Emma, I bet it's a huge challenge to put it on stage now, isn't it?
It has been quite a challenge, I guess, because of all the different things that the play kind of demands, like the really intense characterisation. Like each character is so, not larger in life in kind of a negative way, but they are such a wholesome personality. Like each character has their things that are very clear they don't like or do like, and their different relationships between all the different characters and all the power struggles. And that's something that has been really interesting, actually, like challenging but really interesting in a positive way to capture in rehearsals. And then like technically the show's quite challenged with like flying people and that kind of thing.
So, yeah, so special effects. We're
special
expecting
effects,
to see some special effects, aren't we?
Yeah, there's that's a few cool special effects. There's a few lighting things that have been complicated and a few technical things which hopefully will come out and be...
We've got a fantastic crew.
But if it's not a last minute problem, then it's not a play.
Yeah.
So, you know, you always have to have a last minute problem, right?
Yeah.
So, I heard that you guys did a quite unusual process. You generate this ensemble of actors. You don't have a director or sort of thing. So how does that work?
It's been quite nice. We're quite an easy group of people to work with,
lucky
I'd
we
say.
Get on with each other.
That could be quite hit and miss, so we were lucky.
So the kind of dynamic in the group's been really good, and the way we've gone about it is kind of improving the scene that we're rehearsing naturally, and seeing what kind of blocking came about. Then as we go along, kind of rethinking it, everybody contributing ideas, everybody's kind of redirected each other and contributed equally, I'd say, definitely.
Before we got it on its feet as well, we went through the script, sat down and did a process called reventing, which was basically marking out kind of when a new piece of information is presented to the audience, what it means for that specific character, what it means for everyone else on stage, and when specifically it happens. Is it before a pause or is it after? So with that kind of sense in mind, we would then go and improvise this blocking.
We all know the play really well.
And also each other's characters, so we can direct each other without...
Yeah, because how does it work? For example, let's say that Sophie and Sabian are having a scene, and then so they're doing the lines, and then Harry can just stop it and say, Sophie, maybe you can do this
from the
better.
Start, or... Emma and I were quite worried about setting the tone and kind of working out to what extent actors should stop a scene and give direction and how much direction they should give. But I think it came quite naturally, and I think there are certain points where someone will stop the scene and kind of give a bit of direction, and then someone else who isn't in that scene as well will chip in with direction as well. So I think because of the kind of the relaxed nature and kind of how well we got get on with each other, I think it worked quite nicely a couple of days into rehearsals. Yeah.
Thinking about it now, it wouldn't have worked if it had been a different group of people. But yeah. Quite lucky.
Well, it's a process that is very dependent on the group.
Yeah,
of
the group of people.
Absolutely. Definitely. So, Will, you're not an actor in this play.
No.
Are you part of the crew?
Sort of. I am one of four associate directors, and we've come in this last week just to like watch what blocking has been done, and I really wish I could like take credit for some of the blocking on that. It's honestly just like the incredible work of these actors, and like what these guys are saying about these personalities just blend so well together. It's so true. There is like there's no big ego in this group of people,
yeah.
which is, you know, kind of rare in a group of actors. Just like
so rare.
But these guys, they've just come together and they bounce ideas off each other and they just inhabit the scene totally. And like that, it's a testament to like the incredibly hard work they put in right at the beginning and maintained through to the end of this process.
That's really good. That's really good.
Like the most like we as associate directors have been able to do is just like, yeah, take a step forward, take a step back. Good. It looks great.
Little details.
Yeah, the little details.
Yeah.
But like just the actual play itself has just been so nicely put together by these actors. Like you guys have understood every single moment in the play, which is just wonderful.
We met up in Soho over the break as well.
Yeah, we went in, we kind of like cobbled together some costumes and walked around Soho and did a kind of like walking troop of London in character,
nice.
Trying to get inspiration.
Okay, that field trip.
I feel, yeah exactly.
Nice.
Field trip.
Very nice. Mojo is a black comedy. It's not a genre that you see very often, at least in Cambridge, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody tell me briefly what's the play about without giving it too much away?
Yeah, so it's set in Soho, London, in the 50s, and we're in a nightclub called Ezra's Atlantic. And yeah, like you say, it's a black comedy, so it's very fast-paced, kind of drug-fueled, and there's been, you know, a murder of some sort, and, you know, we follow the characters as they sort of work out what's going on, so you kind of don't really have a clear sense of time, but it's very claustrophobic.
Yeah.
I don't want to give away too much.
No, but that is already...
That's the content.
That's already selling it to me. And how? Why people should come and see it from today? What do you think?
It's got a bit of everything.
Yeah.
I think people will enjoy the show as a whole, and they'll enjoy... I think they'll really kind of hopefully fall in love with a lot of the characters.
It's not typical Cambridge theatre, I say. It's really graphic and fast and interesting. And I think people who don't usually like theatre... will really, really enjoy this play.
Yeah, because it's so out of the ordinary.
Yeah, because there's so much energy. And not to Oran Hogg, but the standard is really, really... Will Bush said 10 times better than all the other shows.
Shout out to Jez Butterworth, who wrote the play.
Yes.
Who is an absolutely incredible writer. Like, mm-hmm. I don't... The mind you must need to create.
And Jez is supporting the show.
Yeah, he sent us an email last night. saying, wishing us luck, which is really, really nice.
Well, so as you may have noticed, I'm not from here. So to me, it's really astonishing the variety of things that you can see at the ADC, all made by the Student Society. And it's amazing how much is out there to see, not only here, but also the Corporate Spray Room or there are other venues that have lots of things. So how do you see the Cambridge drama scene at the moment?
It's incredibly versatile. You can do.
Yeah, there are so many people who come to Cambridge with completely different ideas of what theatre is for them. And the wonderful thing about Cambridge Theatre is that it facilitates any and all kinds of theatre, and there is always someone willing to get behind an idea and try something out. Because this theatre is pretty much a training theatre, and we learn through making mistakes and trying stuff out and seeing what works and what doesn't. Which is such a wonderful thing to be able to do that.
It's a privilege, really.
Yeah.
Completely.
Definitely.
And people don't realise that the ADC is the smallest department in the University of Cambridge. We're not quite sure how it works. It's because people experience theatre at Cambridge like taking another subject.
Yeah.
It is a form of training. The amount of resources you have here and the kind of culture. And
the amount of time you devote to it.
And the amount of time you devote to it is as much, if not more, than my degree.
Yeah.
But it's incredible. And it is, like, as Bish says, it's another form of training.
Yeah.
Well, guys, so Mojo from today, so
yes.
Break a leg, all of you,
thank
today.
You.
Opening
you.
Night. Today 7:45, and then all week 7:45.
Yeah. Do we have a matinee on Saturday?
No matinee.
7:45.
Last night on Saturday.
Yeah. Last night on Saturday, 7:45, all week. So
please, it's be good.
Please come and
see you there.
It looks like it's going to be amazing. So thank you all very much.
Thank you very much.